Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Hey Ballsy, in September,
yeah. We all float
again. It 2.
No, I'm not
it
going.
It Chapter 2.
Not going.
Comes out, they released the trailer yesterday. Why?
I went with you.
I know. I'm the one who hates clowns. You're not the one who hates clowns.
I don't like I like horror movies. I've never liked horror movies. I am not. It took me 2 weeks going to my basement after I saw that movie with you. It's not happening.
Well, it looks like a good one. As Jessica Chastain is in it. James McAvoy. Bill Hader is in it, too, which is kind of a strange
choice.
You could
sell me Denzel Washington and Phil Hartman or whatever.
You and I are going again. Because the last time we went, when we went to the first It remake, I was the one who was scared. I was the one who didn't want to do it because I can't handle clowns. We get there, and throughout the movie, I'm the one laughing.
Yeah.
And Ballsy is in sheer horror. I thought you were going to leave halfway through the movie.
Well, then you have to go to one I like. You have to go to, like, Hobbs and Shaw or something.
That's garbage. I won't go see
The
that.
The Rock. You got to watch a Rock movie.
Well, no, I like The Rock. Just that one. Like, I don't do the Fast and Furious movies.
Well, then you have to do it. If I'm doing that, you have to do one I want.
Fine, fair enough. All right. No, let's do that.
Okay, let's do it.
When does Hobbs and Shaw come out?
August 2nd.
This guy's got it written down on his calendar.
Big. My son and I are pumped to go see that. I love anything with The Rock. Anything with The Rock is good.
Imagine if The Rock were in It.
Ooh. Well, he's been in everything.
Would you do that?
Yep, I would. If it's The Rock. If he was... I wish he... Can you imagine how scary he'd be if he was the clown? Actually, that'd be funny. That'd be funny, actually.
Anyway, It Chapter 2 is out in September. So watch for Ballsy and I in theater. Me laughing, him screaming.
I never screamed, but I'm like, I couldn't look. There's some scenes I couldn't.
Yeah, you like literally would hide your face behind the
popcorn. The kid got pulled down the sewer at the start?
Don't ruin it for him.
Oh, my God. I ruined it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Sunday is...
tip of my tongue. I just can't.
Star Trek Day?
Yeah, Star Trek Day. Anyway.
Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day. Make sure you treat her well because here's mothers by the numbers, okay? Moms by the numbers. Moms spend 3 hours, 58 minutes a week watching kids' sports, which adds up to 8 full days per year, okay?
They take. So what? I watch like 5 hours a week watching adult sports.
No, kids' sports. Mm. Kids' sports is pathetic sometimes. They take 3 days off work per year to look after sick kids. Mm-hmm. They spend 4 hours and 55 minutes at school plays and assemblies per year. Hang 5 drawings on the fridge every year. Buy 38 presents per kid per year between Christmas, birthday parties, and other occasions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get woken up 16 times a year for bad dreams.
That seems low.
Yeah, it does seem low. Hear the kids say I'm bored 144 times a year, 12 times a month.
That's way low.
Moms hear their kids say, I love you, 676 times a year, 13 times a week.
Hmm.
Which is cool. That's a cool stat.
God, you're such a stats nerd.
Yeah.
Such a sports guy.
Well, there's things. Moms.
I know. They don't get
moms
the props
are underappreciated.
They yeah.
Moms
no,
are
I
an
agree.
Underappreciated lot. They really are.
So the thing is, though, then one day a year comes along, one day, where they get a gift that they probably will never use.
Lousy.
But
gift.
Yet moms are so nice about it. That they'll say, oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, you put all of this work into it. Thank you so much.
Look at my little Tiffany, what she did.
Right. And they honestly mean it, you know? Yeah.
For then.
At the time.
Yeah.
And then I think, let's be honest here. Your kids grow up. Maybe they've moved out. And you look back at that gift and you go, you know, that's kind of a hot pile of garbage. I don't know why I accepted that so graciously.
I don't think we're going to get many calls. But
I don't think we are. But no, we might. People might be honest. Like, for instance, maybe it's not that you received one. Maybe you gave one. I remember when I was a kid, I gave my mom this, like, it's like a molded clay head. It's like a face of something. and it looks like Beelzebub himself. It look like it's got the goatee,
yeah,
and the big bulging eyeballs, and it's bald. Actually, it kind of looks like me now. Yeah. Maybe that's what I was doing.
Maybe it was.
But anyway, it's horrific, and it's still up on a shelf at our house. She still has it there. I see it every time I go downstairs. It's been delegated to the basement. But it's there.
I made my mom an IA class in high school, actually. I made her a table, a wood table, you know, to put her tea on and her reading material.
Yep.
Except it was off balance, but she still tried to use it. She propped it up with some magazines.
That's off balance like her son.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm Chad, and that's Ballsy sitting right across from me.
Hi, I'm right here. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
Very
it's good. Friday.
You're wearing a Van Halen t-shirt. Yes. Why don't you take that off or you'll break up the band?
Well, you want me to go shirtless?
No, I take that back.
I'm wearing it hoping they break up and Sammy comes back, not Dave. By the way, Sammy's got a new album out today, The Circle,
okay,
with Jason Bonham. That's the band, Jason Bonham.
And him.
And Michael Anthony and Vic Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
All right.
Anyway.
Are you going to give it a listen?
Might give it to my mom for Mother's Day.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I already listened a couple
She doesn't want it.
No, she doesn't.
So this is what your mom does want for Mother's Day. Okay. There was a small percentage of mothers that wanted alcohol, which I guess
to do with the kids, though. That's to do with the husband they married. Let's be honest.
Okay, but once the kids get to a certain age, then they can, of course,
drink
buy
with
alcohol.
Them.
That too, yeah. Breakfast in bed is a popular one.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Day to themselves.
Good luck with
just
that.
Just a day to themselves. Clothes, vacation.
Yeah.
Chocolate, just a nice card, a gift card. Is always a good way to go. Flowers, that seems to be the standard.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like the appetizer to the gift, right?
Yeah.
Like flowers, rarely the main course. It's just kind of like, I've got
And
you
roses
this.
Are tacky. Don't get roses.
Well, what do you get them?
Get them tulips or get them a nice spring bouquet. You can get a spring bouquet. Roses are so boring.
Don't get them carnations. Isn't that for like
carnations
dead people?
Is cheap. Carnations is like, it's cheap. You might as well pick dandelions.
A large percentage want a nice dinner. And you know what? I think mom really likes a homemade dinner. You make it really well. But something you got to make.
Dinners are no disrespect to our local economy, but dinners tend to be overpriced that day, and also
tough to get in.
Tough to get in is the main thing.
Especially brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, brunch, yeah.
And when a whole bunch of people just sit around and get hammered on mimosas.
Yeah, mimosas, yeah.
Beer Happy mimosas today, Mom.
Mimosas, yeah.
They gave me the mimosas.
Number one, though, they just want to spend time with their families. That's what they say, so.
Yeah, whatever.
A lot of people lying on this survey.
Whatever.
Dip time with their families. Come on. You're lying. Stop trying to be a
And here's
a
the other
mom.
Thing. Don't go get your mom clothes. Don't go get your mom clothes.
Get her a gift card for clothes.
That's what you do. Because you'll buy her
buy her something that looks silly.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I've been there and I've done it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Morning, guys. If you insist on buying your wife, mom, clothes, make sure you always err on the smaller side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, make sure you try them on. Yeah. La da da da, walking through the dressing room. Oh, no, 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 no.
I just picture a big lineup at Tanger.
A Tanger.
All right, have a good day.
No, no, no. Yeah, you're not getting away with it. You purchased a gift for the Sunday?
No, me and my wife are actually going to work for a friend of mine who owns the Lakeshore Restaurant.
You're going to work on Mother's Day?
Oh, because the restaurant's going to be very busy.
There's 3 days in the restaurant industry. You never get off Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, and New Year's Eve.
So, like, you don't normally work there, but you're going as a couple to help them out?
Yeah.
Very nice. So what do you get out of the deal? A free meal for her, right?
Yeah, it's a prime rib at the end of the day.
Oh, sweet.
Look at you. Hey, honey, look at the meal I got you. You only had to work all day.
I do love the Lakeshore.
You're such a cheap bastard, Butch.
Hey, you got to know how to play the system.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
You got to know how to sleep on the couch.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
When you're at work today, I want you to look around at 25 of your coworkers and know this. Statistically, one of them is wearing the same underwear they've had on since 4 days ago.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. 4.4% of North Americans wear the same pair of underwear for 4 days or more before they change them.
And that's just the people who admitted it.
Yeah. 9% wear the same pair for 2 or 3 days.
Yuck. Yuck. 1 in 10 people wearing underwear for 2 days in a row?
And if you're wondering whether those people who don't change their underwear are showering, they're not. 4.4% of people also say they only shower every 4 to 5 days. So they...
That's a daily thing.
Sometimes twice a day.
Yeah, if you go to the Gym or something.
Yeah.
I think...
Can you imagine that?
The only time you shouldn't change your underwear for 4 days is if you are Tom Hanks in Castaway. But even then, I think he washed his gitch in the ocean.
Well,
even he knew to do that. Like, or if you're walking through the Himalayas after some horrible plane crash, then you don't need to change your underwear.
This is my favorite time of year because it's starting to warm up and I go underwearless.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
So how often do you change? Like, do you wear jeans multiple days or shorts multiple days?
No, not the same pair of shorts. No, no. I will tell you this. I'm not going to lie to you. Going through a divorce,
yeah.
I'm batching it now.
Sure.
And then I have my kids every other week.
Yeah.
And so when I'm doing their laundry with my laundry, it gets to be a lot. There have been times that I'm like, can I wear this underwear 2 days in a row?
No, you can't.
But I don't. I don't.
When you were single.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the old flipperooski when you flipped her inside out?
No, I've always.
I've never done that either, but I know it's been done.
You can't do that. You get itchy down there then.
Yeah, I think it's probably just a good standard to go with.
Your
gitch because someday you could get hit by a bus.
My mom
you gotta
said
have clean underwear.
If you die, you got to have clean underwear.
Yeah, you don't want it. Well,
they aren't clean because when you die.
No, I know.
You lose all bodily control.
We don't need to get it. See, that's the thing. When I say I know.
But you know because you're a very smart man. Other people might know. I don't want people drive around going, hey, what was he? What do you mean?
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
I was leaving, just headed out to my car here downtown, and I looked down the street, and I saw somebody walking and texting, and it's kind of one of those things where you're like, I'm going to watch this for a couple seconds and see where this goes.
See how this train wreck goes.
And sure enough, a dude ran right into a parking meter, like was walking along, and bam, hit it, like chest height, too, like winded him, but did the old stop, look around. Nobody saw me. All right, move along. Took it kind of like a champ. But it made me think, what's the craziest thing, the funniest thing that's ever happened to you while walking and texting? I have run into parking meters before, actually. I've done that. But the funniest thing I saw was the other day. I was at the gym, and they have automatic doors, right, that open going in. And the person was standing there texting right in the middle of the opening, the automatic doors. So they would open, close, open, close, open, close. And I'm just like, you can't take one step forward or backward.
Yeah.
So that and literally standing in the, people are walking around going, and all I could do is laugh at that too. We've become a horde of zombies walking down the streets with these things.
Yeah. You can't do anything. You cannot do anything without your phone. It's pathetic. So yeah. What's the worst texting injury you've ever had?
But like you always see the videos on YouTube of people walking into fountains.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
Dana says, watch someone walk into the end of a door. Like it was open and they walked into the end of it. Oh, right into the face in a hallway. And it was awesome. Crystal DeJarle, I was texting and rollerblading, smacked into the back of a parked car while a group of people were in a yard in front of me. I don't think I went rollerblading afterward. Oh, man. There's so many great ones coming in here on the text line. Saw a guy trying to walk into Walmart, but first he bounced off the glass that he apparently thought was the automatic door. The old Tommy boy. Son of a...
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, that's a good. I was loading gear into a van, I think it says. I was wearing a dress. The wind picked up my dress, flew up. That's got nothing to do with a phone. Why is that on there? I don't know. I guess it's just an embarrassing moment. Sure. Hubby saw someone, this is what Clarissa says, hubby saw someone at work walk into the tire on a car that was up on a hoist.
That's good.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Heather Henschel says this, back in December 2007, my sister and I were walking through this restaurant in San Diego. I got distracted by this one wall as we were walking out since it was completely mirrored and ended up walking right into the glass door thinking it was open since I wasn't paying close enough attention to it. Thankfully, it didn't break or anything, but it still made an embarrassingly loud thunk sound as my head hit it. That's bad, yeah.
One of our great sponsors is Bennett Dunlop 4, and I do remotes there from time to time. And I was on location one time, and I got hungry, and they have a great cafeteria there, okay? So yeah. I went over and got myself a sandwich and a drink. And as I'm walking, I was mad, the price of it. I was like, so I was kind of ticked.
Something seemed off, okay.
It seemed rather expensive. So I'm mad. I got my cell phone, and I'm texting you, like, what am I, at a freaking airport? So I went to say, price of this? And so I'm walking between the cafeteria yeah. through their service department uh-huh. into their showroom. Right. And they do a great job of keeping the place clean, like immaculately clean. And so the
glass was very
clean. The glass was very clean. And I thought I was pushing the door open. Yeah. And I had my head down texting you in a fit of rage. And I hit the glass at mock speed. My head went into the glass, big spider crack everywhere, and then my knee went into the bottom and almost went through spider crack there too. Like, the remote actually ended up costing me money, I think, or costing our company money. Everybody, like, they ran from the far end of the showroom. They're like, Paul, what's going on? Are you okay? Like, I was concussed. My next two cut-ins on location, like, where am I? Like,
the most fun I ever had was the week after that. Yeah. When I kept putting the signs on the floor
yeah.
that said Ballsy look up, yeah. door ahead.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
Everybody in Winnipeg is very upset this morning.
Why?
Very upset. No, their one dentist didn't leave town. They've changed the name of Investors Group Field.
Wait a minute. Wait, let me guess. Leaky dump.
No.
Okay.
That's
home of the loudest inbreds.
No, oh. That's not it.
Oh.
It is a big change too.
Okay.
Investors Group Field.
What? Whoa.
Now
what?
IG Field.
What a strategic move.
And they don't know why. They're all like, why IG Field? Why is it called IG Field? That makes no sense. And then everybody else in the country is like, well, we can read and spell,
yes.
and we know that IG yeah. means Investors yeah. Group Field.
You know your education system in Manitoba, that's a great move by the government. Yeah. Maybe the best one they've ever done.
Yeah, so IG Field.
IG Field, home of the loudest inbreds, IG Field. Us, it's crumbling and it leaks, but we got it up in 4 months.
Yeah, something like that.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
What do you think about when you're mowing the grass? Now, unless you got headphones and blasting music, then you're thinking to yourself, did Snoop Dogg really have all those women over, and did they really leave at 3 a.m?
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What kind of juice is he talking about with gin and juice?
That's right.
Like Sunny
that's
D?
That's right.
I don't think it's Sunny D.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be from concentrate. Yeah. Can't have all that.
Did Eminem really puke on himself when he took the stage?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, those type of questions. But other than that, what do you... Because I've puked on myself.
That was a rather weird place to put an F word.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of cool. So what do you think about when you're mowing the grass? That's a good... serious.
What do you think about? I'm intrigued. I want to get into Ballsy's mind.
Well, at least I'm not cleaning the bathroom.
That's what you think?
That's what I think. And my dad ringing in my ear, half a cut. What are you doing?
You don't do the full width.
No,
of
you
got to
do a half a cut.
You only do half the
half
width.
Half a cut, depending on how long
Why?
The grass is. Well, if you go full cut, the lawnmower can't keep up to the grass. So you got to go half a cut.
Okay, yeah. I do full. I'm
do
messing
you?
Around. Yeah,
yeah.
Gotta get.
What do you think about?
Do.
What do you think about?
Mostly food.
What? Well, I do think about.
I also think. These grass clippings smell good.
They do.
Could I eat them?
Grass clippings do smell good. There's nothing like freshly cut grass. But I do say to myself, why did I have this much grass every time I cut it? Like,
this is a valid question, though.
It is. What
no,
do you
no,
think
no.
About?
But that is too. But this is another one that I would probably think while cutting grass. We eat lettuce, and we eat kale. Why can't we eat grass clippings? I mean, they're right there.
We smoke it. Why can't we eat it?
You smoke it?
Well, you can smoke grass.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Prefer to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's a different kind.
Yeah, yeah, but you can smoke a certain kind of grass. Why can't you eat grass?
That's not actually grass. They just call it grass.
Oh, okay.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Russ sending in a text. Mm. Says, you don't do half widths. You go half speed, Ballsy, when you cut grass.
Both.
If you go half width, you're walking on and having more strips where the wheels flatten the grass. So you can't do that.
I think you can.
Everybody has a debate as to how they cut grass, but we want to know what you're thinking while you cut the grass.
Got this from Jason. Mm-hmm. Why do I have weeds when I pay lawn care to take care of this crap?
Okay.
Right? That's what he's thinking when he's cutting grass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why does he have weeds?
Gotcha.
He's paying lawn care.
I thought he was
people.
Asking us that.
Phil, Chad and Ballsy, I think, did I leave the stove on?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of one of those things where do you want to stop the lawnmower to go in and check? Because you probably didn't leave the stove on.
You probably could. I mean, I don't think the lawnmower is going anywhere. The grass probably isn't going anywhere. I think you'll be fine.
I think Chuck sends in a text saying, I hate how much, I think about how much I hate mowing.
Yeah.
Well, do you like mowing?
I don't really hate it. Some days, like I'm a bigger dude, so when it's hot, I don't really love it. But usually when I cut the grass, all I'm thinking is, don't cut your toes off. Don't cut your toes off. Don't cut your toes. I get super paranoid about that. And everybody, I'll see people mowing the grass in flip-flops or Crocs, and I'll just go, what are you doing? Like, I feel like I should put on, like, full military boots whenever I cut the
what
grass.
What do you use to cut the grass?
Scissors. A lawnmower. What are you talking about? Of course a lawnmower. What else would I use?
Rhonda sends in a text.
Yeah. And
Rhonda says, my very first summer job was cutting grass at a cemetery.
Mm.
So I used to think, can they hear me when I cut the grass?
Can they hear me? A lot of people cut grass at the cemetery because Jesse said the same thing. He's like, it always reminds me of my high school gig when I used to cut grass at the cemetery. And my response to that is, why? Do you have dead people buried in your yard?
That would be kind of a weird job, though, to cut grass
at a cemetery.
Especially if you weren't like a mature, like if you were like a 16-year-old, it was your first job, right?
Mm-hmm. I had to weed whack grass at a cemetery once in town, back home in Lanigan. I had to do a little touch of community service. So,
a little firecracker incident?
Yeah. Well, some might call it an explosive incident. But anyway, that happened. And it was weird because you find yourself having to be respectful of where you're walking, right?
Yeah.
So it can be a little weird. But yeah, summer jobs, I mean, those first summer gigs are always so
They're not
awkward.
Exactly glamorous.
And we're getting into that time, too.
Yeah.
What was your first summer job?
I worked the front counter, well, the only counter, at the mini golf course. Tee off mini golf course, which is now that boat place
right.
on Pasquather.
So my question is, how did you have time to work with all the ladies?
Oh, unreal. You should have saw the ladies.
Oh, I
impressed I them.
They were
knocking
up.
On the 18th hole. Yeah. The last hole is always the free hole.
Yeah.
I could just ride it up the middle, right between the bear's legs. Get right. the,
There's
get
a
the,
joke there. There's a joke the there free, that I'm just not going to take.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This one says, I just think about my next beer break and when that will be, especially on a hot, sunny day. Doesn't have to be hot or sunny. And why do you have to stop to have a beer? Just keep going. You know, right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Cut the grass with one beer
I
in
agree.
The hand. Sure. Another one says, when I'm mowing the lawn, all I can think of is, wow, I hope her husband doesn't come home. I get it. Nate, thinking about if I'm also wrecking these shoes like the other 10 plus I've made permanently green.
Yeah, no
That does happen, right?
You got all those lawn cutting shoes for sure.
Do you have lawn cutting shoes?
Yep,
like
I do.
Specified yep, lawn cutting
I do.
Shoes?
Old running shoes, yep.
They're not Crocs?
No, they're running shoes. I've never worn Crocs in my life, ever. And I never will I. The minute I start wearing Crocs is the minute
I
have my black socks
shed.
Pulled up to my knees and I'm doing mall walking. It's not
when
happening.
I say, kids, old yellers, time
Shut
has come.
Up.
Well, no. Well, what do you think about when you cut the grass?
Tom sends in a text 936 Wolf, and Tom says, "I think about my mailbox, and I think, does anybody mail letters anymore?"
That's fine. Yeah, people do. I get letters all the time. Don't you?
I can't remember the last time I got. You got a letter?
Well, no, bills.
Well, bills. That's not a letter.
Sure, it is. It's just a letter that says I owe money.
And what do you return to sender?
Sometimes I'll get one that says, Dearest Chad McDonald, you are expected to appear at court at such and such date at such and such time. I count that as a letter. Somebody wants to visit.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.